Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with the halacha of hamitztaer pater min hasukkah, that someone who is in sorrow, pain, discomfort, is exempted from sitting in the sukkah. And we're going to go through a little bit more detail on this, and we'll divide it up into various categories. We'll talk first about somebody who is in sorrow because it's cold. And we can divide this up either that the individual who's sitting in the sukkah is cold, so the person is personally cold, or we can talk about that it's so cold that the food can be destroyed, can be damaged, can be made inedible because it's simply too cold. So the soup becomes quasi-frozen, I guess, would be a situation. So when it comes to the land of Israel, I think the second situation that the food is going to be inedible is unlikely, at least in Yerushalayim, but it could very well be at night. The nights are chilly. The wind is a little bit breezy out, so it could be that the person is mitzta'er from the sukkah. So indeed, that would be an exemption if that's a situation. Either the person is in sorrow, pain, discomfort, or the food would be in discomfort. Indeed, that it was a hamitzta'er pater min hasukkah. Having said that, the Biur Halacha says as follows, that when you are eating in the sukkah and it's cold out, you have to be careful to wear proper clothing. You have to wear warm clothing, because if you're not wearing proper clothing and you're sitting out there and you're really freezing, it could be that your bracha is a bracha levatala. So make sure you're dressed properly so you're not out there freezing, and accordingly you can say the bracha on Leisha Basukha. So that's when it comes to being freezing out, cold out. And the same thing applies with our next question. How about when there is a chamsin, when it's super hot out, or the mosquitoes as well? So here we can divide up the same thing. Either the individual is extremely hot, or he's being plagued by the mosquitoes, or it could be that the food is going to go bad because it's too hot, or there are bugs all over that, and that could be the case. Even if the person is not in sorrow, but the food could be made inedible, this we would apply the same thing. Hamitztaer pater min hasukkah, somebody who is in sorrow, either he or the food, would be exempt from the Torah. Obviously, in all these situations, whether it's too cold or too hot, if there are easy fixes we can make that the food doesn't become too cold or too hot, whatever the case may be, that would be incumbent upon us to do that. Just another interesting question when it comes to mitzta'er pater min hasukkah, somebody who builds the sukkah in a place that he will be mitzta'er. So he builds the sukkah up front in an area that he knows that he will be discomfort, he will have discomfort, he will be in pain, he will be in sorrow. So there is a concern here. There's a real concern here. And even if it's just one of the things, even if it's I'm going to be in discomfort for eating or drinking or sleep, but not even all of them. If you can't do all of those activities without sorrow, indeed, that could be a serious problem. You would not be yotze the chova, the obligation of sitting in a sukkah. I'm reading now from the Sefer HaSukkah, but he brings it down in the name of the Ramah, paskening like the Mordechai, that if indeed you made that sukkah up front, knowing that you would be mitzta'er, either you would be unable to eat or unable to drink or unable to sleep, or you built in a sukkah in a place that you were scared that thieves may come in at night, so you're not comfortable sleeping there or being in there, you are not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah sitting there. Afilu bedvarim she'enu mitzta'er bem, even for things that do not cause you sorrow. So even if you are in sorrow for sleeping there, you're going to be too scared to sleep there, but you'll be comfortable eating there. That is going to be a psul in that sukkah. The sukkah, you'll not be able to be yotzei any of the mitzvah. Why? Because the major principle is teishu kein tzedura. We have to be able to sit in the sukkah like we sit in our homes. And we sit in our homes and we're able to eat, drink, and sleep without concern. We're not in sorrow. We're not concerned that robbers, bandits are going to come in. So the same thing has to be in the sukkah. Having said that, there is an opinion that is lenient in this regard, although lechatchila, it should not be done. You have to build your sukkah in a place that you will not feel sorrow in any of those areas, eating, drinking, or sleeping. But bidiavad, if it was done, you would be yotzei. For example, if your sorrow comes from sleeping in the sukkah, but you can eat there without sorrow, then you would be yotzei the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And the reverse, apparently, as well. If you have sorrow from eating there, but not sleeping there. Apparently, you could be Yotzei, you would fulfill the mitzvah sleeping there, but not eating there. But the Shaar Tzion stresses that, in fact, halacha l'maisa, we should be machmir on this, we should be strict on this, that when we build our sukkah, we should be able to not have sorrow, pain, and discomfort from any of those areas, be it eating or drinking or sleeping. We should be able to do all of those activities without any sorrow involved, and accordingly, that would be the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah, proper way to build the sukkah in order to do the mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.